So that, of course, was Cyndi Lauper with She Bop. Hi, this is She Bop, the first edition of it, and you're with Yvette. And, yeah, this is a show that's going to be all about women, feminism and gender. And every week I'm going to be interviewing someone or maybe even having a guest co-host, starting with Queenie Bonbon, who's with me right now.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, so Hi. It's been about 6 months since we... since we chatted on air.
Yeah, and now we're back. How nice.
I know. Yeah, and we're doing it's all about women, really, this show. And yeah, the title of the show, so She Bop, it's obviously a Cyndi Lauper track, but it made a list in the early 80s. There was a parental group, like a censorship group, I think the Parents Music Resource Center. And they made a list of songs that were deemed, you know, just completely profane and obscene. And that song made the list because, well, I guess the subject matter is masturbation. But
it's so funny the idea that they were a resource centre. Do you know?
Yeah, well.
Because I feel like actually they're like removing things as opposed, I feel like resources... Well, is like the other way around of like giving things, but actually
no, they were trying to
taking them away.
Yeah, well, I think they're
well, they were storing them all.
For, yeah, right. Oh, right, possibly in a dodgy manner. Yeah, I think it was all about they did push for stuff. They had a Senate hearing, and the hearing was if you read anything from it, it's pretty fascinating. Just that by itself. John Denver was one of the people who was opposing the censorship. So you had Frank Zappa and I think the guy D from Twisted Sister. But yeah, John Denver's speech was particularly good. His opinion on censorship was that anything that you try to hide or repress, you know, makes it more desired. So that was his take on it anyway. But yeah, the other songs that made the list, I'm actually going to play a couple of tracks from the other songs. I don't know if you've got them there, Queenie, in front of you.
I do.
But, yeah, so, I mean, look, Sheena Easton's Sugar Walls, okay, it's about sex, but, again, similar to She Bop, it's not exactly explicit. Possibly the WASP song, Animal, in brackets, language warning, fuck you like a beast. Possibly that deserved to be there, I don't know. Depending on...
But I think this idea of, like, does anything that, you know...
Well, does anything deserve to be there? Yeah. But if you were...
It was it seems like a very punitive idea about how people have access to, you know, creative sources and language. And
well, yeah, I think their whole agenda is the protection of children.
Mm.
So did you see, like, the founders of the group? One of them was Al Gore's wife.
Yeah, Tipper.
Yeah, Tipper Gore. But, yeah, they've disbanded now in the mid-90s. But they did get a few things done. They managed to get labels on the cover of albums, you know, language warnings and explicit warnings and, you know, all that stuff. But I thought we'll play another track that made the Filthy 15 list, Madonna's Dress You Up. I mean, really? We'll play it anyway and just see what everyone thinks. And then, yeah, when we come back, we're going to have a chat about Queenie's show that she performed at the Melbourne Fringe Festival a couple of months ago. But, yeah, here's Madonna with Dress You Up. The Filthy Dress You Up.
And luxury.
Madonna, dress you up with my love. Yeah, filthy, right? But you were just saying something interesting, though, about the people who made that list. To what extent was it because the artist was, it's a question, an issue of control, really?
Yeah, I mean, I just think with all these things, it's just like, if you're going after Madonna, like, maybe there are, like, more, like, systemic or structural violences that maybe you actually want to think about first. Like, I don't really think it was about the Madonna's songs was...
No.
It was. I feel like it's much more about, like, having, like, this idea of control over...
If you look at some of the other... You've got, like, Twisted Sister with... they made the list with... What's it? We're Not Going to Take It. You know, under the category of violence... But I mean,
I feel like that was probably a pretty low level of violence in 1985, considering everything else that was happening in America at that time.
True. Well, speaking of violence, on Monday it was International Day to End Violence Against Sex Workers. So tell us what's been happening on Facebook.
So the 17th marked. It was the 15th. Annual End Violence Against Sex Workers Day, a day that was created by sex workers to honour the memory and keep fighting against the violence that sex workers are continuously faced. And I feel like very ironically also on that day was the day that Tumblr and also announced that they were going to start removing any content that had anything about sex in it, which is another way that sex workers keep connected, stay in community, have safety mechanisms with each other. So I feel like it was very ironic that yet another tool that we use to keep safe was removed on End Violence Against Sex Workers Day.
So when you say what constitutes sex? You mean?
So I think it's I think their thing was it's like anything that's depicting the list is actually, I wish we had a list up, it's a very ridiculous, but it's like you can, I think the only breasts you can have are breastfeeding, and there's like nothing, the language is really ridiculous, like things that like a perceived excitement.
Okay.
But it also...
That could be a
lot of things.
A facial expression.
Yeah. But it's just also language around sex that they're trying to really censor. And so I think it's just like they're starting to take down sites, which are not only could be things like... self-made porn, which people use as their livelihood, or it could be info sharing about how to work safer, or just things of like creating community so people are less isolated. So all those things are starting to be removed.
Well, I mean, since the Foster Sester Acts were made law in, was that April? Trump signed that. It's been the whole year, right? Just one thing after the other is being removed, all these avenues for you to communicate.
Yeah, it's really... So that was on the 7th of April where Backpage was taken down, and Backpage was, people who don't know, one of the major platforms that was used in Australia for sex workers to advertise. And so I think, like, overnight workers immediately lost, you know... Some lost, you know, all of their income. It was like the main way that they connected with clients, and there just hasn't really, there's not really been there hasn't been something that has replaced it that has the same high traction level of attracting clients where you're able to advertise. So that's been, that was a really that was a huge blow for sex workers worldwide, and because the internet is unbordered in our very bordered world, it had even though Backpage was an American website, its effects were felt globally.
One of the other, I would imagine, detrimental effects of it would be that sex trafficking would have been, it's become, it would make it harder to track it.
Yeah, so I think Backpage was, so I think that there was something that really even, you know, that police who definitely are not the friends of sex workers would even say that this is a way that we are able to locate missing young people. And also just really clarify that in Foster Sester there was a real conflation with sex work and sex trafficking, where they where they use the terms interchangeably, and pretty much meaning the same. There was they had no difference in the idea of sex work and sex trafficking, that it was all, that they put it all under the one umbrella. But so I think really for people who are being made to do sex work, and which is an unconsensual, which is or are being trafficked, that they're, it's just like that has been pushed further underground. And also then other people who are choosing to do sex work are now having to work in less safe ways. So there was really nothing about it that was for the safety of sex workers.
No. And as you say, the irony on Monday, a day that's recognized, violence against sex workers, and another avenue's been removed for you to stay safe. Speaking of, when we say violence against sex workers, there's violence coming from lots of different places, including law enforcement.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
I think maybe there's an understanding in society that when we talk about violence against sex workers, that it's predominantly, you know, it's from clients.
Yeah, and I think that's a huge misconception. And I think even in Victoria, people often think that we have laws that people are very confused because sex work is legalized, but actually that's created like this very punitive system where it's allowed a small amount of workers to work legally, whether that be in brothels or registering and being escorts. But actually that really only fits a small percentage of the workers, and then those who don't fit in those brackets are then forced to work outside of that framework, and then, you know, by default are being made to work illegally. The police are definitely, you know, when the police are governing you, they're not your protectors.
I want to get to talking about your show. We might go to a couple of announcements first, though, and we'll get into the show, which I was lucky enough to see. God, when was that? Was it
October.
It was October. It feels like longer ago. So we'll go to another track, and I think I'm going to play, what do you reckon, another one from that list? I feel like playing the Mary Jane Girls track, In My House.
Sure.
Which also made the list under the category of sex. It offends. But so this is Mary Jane Girls, In My House.